Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, happy Thursday. I want you to be honest, don't be embarrassed, but I want to know a situation of you or somebody you know when, well, you got a little too comfortable, you took a bet on a fart, and, well, you lost. Just no good, no bueno. Why do I bring this up? Well, a wedding planner just shared a story online about a bride that gambled on a fart and she lost in a big way. 833-563-2539. I'll admit that I've been there. I'll share my story in a second, but it was not at a wedding, thank God. She wound up destroying her $15,000 dress.
Oh, my God.
With what came out of her booty. She still went to the reception, and there was still a stain on the dress.
Change! Well, get someone to bring you clothes!
No, she got married. It's her wedding dress.
Oh, my. That's seriously disgusting.
It's like a dirty loofah now.
Ew.
She had been drinking health shakes to slim on down for the wedding. And then she drank alcohol and ate a big breakfast that day. Apparently, her tummy said, no, 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 no. We don't like what's inside of us.
And that's why all these diet teas and diet shakes are not good.
Nope, no bueno. Yeah, the planner and her staff tried to clean the bride up, but she had a brown streak down the back of her dress.
I'm going to throw up.
When the groom touched it, actually, during the first dance, he almost threw up. They thought they cleaned it all, but he didn't.
Oh, no! Gosh, this story is getting worse and worse. Did they get divorced right there?
I don't know, but that's definitely a sign from God not to get married.
Oh.
Yeah, the groom accidentally touched it during the first dance. Once he figured out what happened, he asked if they could cancel the garter toss because he did not... Because he did not want to reach under her dress.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, that has got to be pure and true love for him to, like, be cool. And so be like, oh, yeah, let's dance. Like, I would be horrified.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Oh, no.
That is so gross. Why didn't anyone, like, run and get her another white dress?
Well, come on. It's not you can just replace. It's not a pair of socks. Yeah. It's a full-on wedding.
Saturday at 5 o'clock, Liv.
Oh, yeah,
there's
I got one
no
of those.
There's no one that has a white sundress. No one. I have like three. I would have borrowed. Let her borrow one.
833-563-2539. There's no way that this woman could be the only one that bet on a fart and she ultimately lost. I look across the room. I assume she's had this happen at least once this week. Liv the Web Girl, have you ever, and be honest here, this is a circle of trust, have you ever bet on a fart and lost?
How much time do we have?
Give me one situation. Where were
I'll
you?
I'll give you one situation. It was the first week of school of classes, my sophomore year of college, and I decide to sit in the back of the like auditorium slash room.
Good.
And I was sitting back there, and I thought I had to let out a little toot. It was not a toot.
No.
Not a toot. I swear on my life, my face turned automatically white and then automatically red. I had a little bit of a panic, it wasn't a situation I was unfamiliar from.
What do you do?
In that situation, I was like, I'm getting the hell out of this class. So I put my backpack on while I'm still sitting down. I stand up. I lower my backpack straps all the way down.
The bag's on her butt now.
That the backpack covers up what needs to be covered up. And literally 3 minutes into class, I stand up. I walk all the way to the front of the room slash auditorium.
Oh, my God. I just feel like
I was all the way in the back.
No. I feel like it's like a snail trail.
And I walked down the class. I don't think so because I had the Nike running shorts on that have built-in underwear that kind of keeps
just
stuff
for
in.
That.
Honestly, I should only wear those right now. But I had to walk all across campus to my apartment dorm. And I stayed in the class. I didn't even drop the class. Because I was like, you know what? It happens.
Well, I can honestly say this has never happened to
You've
me.
You've never farted and it went the wrong
Even
way.
Even just a never. Little bit?
I mean, maybe, but it was probably so, non-noticeable.
Minuscule
that it wasn't even, didn't even, for a second, I was like, oh, no, I'm okay.
I'll tell you right now, it's happened at least twice since I've been on this show.
Oh,
really?
No.
Tell us.
Has it since I've been here?
I try not to. I'm a very gassy, I burp a lot and I fart a lot. 833-563-2539. Come on, we're sharing our stories. I want to hear from you when you bet on a fart and how it ended up not being the best bet to take. Yeah, it's every time I'm in the hallway, I'm like, oh, nobody's here. So I'm just like, I'll let one rip. And, well, it was a little wet and juicy.
No.
Damn!
So,
photo.
And sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you don't have full underwear contact. Other times you do. So I had to run to the bathroom, and I had to just get take them off, clean it up, and I had to throw my underwear away. I've thrown away several pairs.
You get naked in that moment.
You have to. You have to do a full body pat down with toilet paper.
And you know what stinks about the shorts I was wearing? Those were like a limited edition Olympic Nike running shorts. So they were like the colors of the American flag. And then they're gone forever because obviously I threw those away instantly.
I was going to say, I don't think the American flag has any brown in it. So you might want to get some new ones. Is this Cassie? Or Casey?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? What's your situation where you trusted a fart and it was not?
So I have a really horrible addiction to sweet tea, and I had been drinking sweet tea all day, and it's like coffee for me. And I just so happened to have had three when I was eating at Texas Roadhouse with my sister, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna let this one rip, thinking that I was gonna be safe, it was gonna be quiet. And I look at her, and I was like,
oh my gosh,
dude, I was like, I think I just pooped my pants. And she's like, no, you didn't. And I was like, I think I did. And it was just, it was the only time I've ever done this, the worst experience I've ever had. And I was like, it was supposed to just be wet and quiet. And it wasn't. I went to the bathroom, and sure enough, I had trusted a fart that I shouldn't have. And the worst part is, too, she wanted to go shopping after that.
Yeah, for
Please
some underwear.
Tell me you didn't.
I went with her, too. I was like, you know what? I was like, we'll just clean this off. I'll go buy some new pants, and we'll move on with our lives. But
wow. Good for you.
I hope you tip the bus boy, the server, the janitor, everybody that had to deal with your aftermath. Oh, my gosh.
That's terrifying.
Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that story about a time that you had a fart that you trusted, and you definitely should not have done that. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.